Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome to Let's Get Real. It's a show where we talk about stories of faith, journeys of life, all with a very, very real twist with Christ in it. But first, let's get to the intro. Let's hear it. That's right. Now, today we got a very, very special guest with us. It's a she, so rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Oftentimes you get a lot of men, right? But today we got a girl, man. Let's hear it up, man. Yeah. Now, she and I, we got a friendship, lah. And we go, I think, quite some way back. We've worked together a few times, actually. And today, one of the most surprising things is when I heard that, you know, she is today a child of God. Wow, and that really, really impressed me in my heart. And when I saw the story, when I saw the post, I told myself and my wife, like, hey, let's get her on and let's hear her story of how she came to know Christ, especially from her background and her line of work, which is also very similar to mine. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in the show, please help me welcome on set, Miss Koyit. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everybody. I'm Koyit. I'm a woman, not a girl.
Oh, sorry. A woman. Very important distinguishment there.
Yeah, man. When you're a woman, you make your own decisions. You start to make wise decisions. You think about life.
Yeah.
And actually, thinking about life, what actually brought me to thinking about my religion, God, and why am I on this earth, and all these kind of things.
But Koyit, first of all, I just want to say, I mean, just not on behalf of myself, but on behalf of the entire team, thank you so much for saying yes. Because I know it's not easy, number one.
Yeah, I and am so nervous. my armpits are sweating. I'm not kidding.
Cover.
I've recorded so many podcasts,
right,
but none of it I actually freak out since like a week ago when we had that phone conversation.
Yeah.
Because religion and my belief, it's very, very private.
Correct.
I feel like it's something that is very close to my heart. Yeah. You know, on social media, you put so much stuff out there.
Yeah.
And the most of it is not real. Mm. It's just the good side of it.
Yeah.
But walking with God, it's not always good for me.
Yeah.
There's good days, there's bad days. Mm. It's beautiful, yes.
Yeah.
But I think it's because it's so private and it's so
personal.
It's so personal and it's so precious for me.
Yeah.
When you talk about it, you feel like, oh my God, I don't want it to go away. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I got to say, on behalf of all of us, you just want to say and start off by saying, thank you. We really appreciate you for number one, saying yes, because it's not easy.
I prayed about it though. I prayed about it and God didn't tell me, yes, you do it. God didn't tell
in
me,
a Morgan
no, you
Freeman
do it.
Voice, no, no.
I wish.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was more like, there was no.
Mm.
It was more like a peace thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never, until today, I still don't know how to explain God.
Well, it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. I can tell you that much. And that's the joy that we have, because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Okay.
So yeah. So thank you so much for saying yes. And I know it was very nerve-wracking for you from all the conversations that we had. I know this is a very bold step of faith for you.
Yes,
it's not easy, like you said, to talk about and pretty much lay your life out there in public. And this is not the life that you're talking about, what you say. It's not a life on social media where it's so easy to put out all the good things. Mm-hmm. It's a part of life where it's very personal, very private.
Yeah.
And it's a journey that, you know, there's so many ups and downs, and more often than not, there's more downs than ups. And to bear that, you know, in front of everyone to share, this is why I want to share it, because God has been so good to me in my life. It's not an easy thing. So I want to applaud you for that as well. And I just want to say thank you for being able to come here to share your story.
You're
very welcome. Now, of course, we all know you, Koyit, as an actress. Mm-hmm. We all know you as the girl on Instagram as well, posting all the funny videos, you know, even sometimes making a fool out of yourself, but out there to make people laugh.
Okay.
And that's so cool. But of course, today, when we invite you on the show, like you say, we want to talk and get to know the other side of Koyit.
Okay.
Which is Koyit, not the entertainer.
What do you want to know?
Oh, wow, restarted. She's very confident, yeah. But the Koyit who is, you know, not the YouTuber or not the actress that's been in movies, that's been in series and everything like that, just to get to know the other side of Koyit.
Like my background.
Yes.
I'll ask you.
So what we want to do is just go back a little bit in the past.
Okay,
right? Let's just take a time capsule and go back to the beginning.
Okay.
And what I mean by the beginning is, what you said. What was it like growing up? For you, what was it like growing up for Koyit? What was your family background like? Did you have even strict parents?
Yeah.
What was it like for you?
I come from a family of free thinkers.
Yeah.
So three generations free thinkers. My grandmother, my grandfather, even my great grandparents, my parents and my cousins as well. every one of them are free thinkers. But I believe my great grandparents are not like free thinkers, but they pray to whatever people ask them to pray to.
Yep.
But not a specific religion.
Mm.
So growing up, my parents always told me, good things come to you when you do good. So all the pressure is on you.
Right.
And if you don't do well enough, it's because you didn't, you don't get the praise because you didn't do well enough. Mm. It's never, and the blessings that you get are probably from your parents or something you earned, but never from God. There is never a superior being.
Mm.
However, they say there is ghost.
Oh. So, you know,
I never understood that.
Right.
But that's what they said. Mm-hmm. So
basically it's like you have to earn something, like, or yes, it's performance based,
had,
I would say.
Yeah, I always had a lot. Growing up, I had to, I go for a lot of tuition classes, I go for a lot of extracurricular activities, and I always have to try to do my best because what I have is what I earned through hard work.
Mm.
And that, I don't know, as someone who is Christian, I don't know if you understand that I am never blessed with things. Everything is my own hard work.
Correct.
So if I wake up one day and I feel like shit the whole day because I just don't think I'm good enough. And with that, people's praises is very important.
Mm.
Like, people's recognition are very important.
Mm.
And what people think is very important. And that creates an immense amount of pressure on me.
Yeah.
Because people are never happy.
Yeah.
No one loves you for you.
Yeah.
Everyone loves you because you're good enough. That's why I love you.
Mm.
I love you because you're good.
Mm.
That is not.
And you're always chasing it. It creates a sense of where you're always after something, and once you get there,
that doesn't make me happy.
And then the bar gets higher.
Oh yeah, and I grew up with so much anxiety because I grew up in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, yeah.
I started acting since I was 5.
Right, you were a child actor as well, right?
Yeah. Mm. So everything that I do, I have to earn it, and you are good only because people say that you're good. So I grew up with a lot of anxiety that I have to be good. I have to prove to people that I'm good. Then only people will love me. So that was something that governed my entire life. It's our goal to make people like us. We all want to be loved.
Yeah.
And it's very, very hard to be loved.
Understand.
There was no peace. I never understood the peace that I have now.
Mm, mm. Now, of course, as when you say, you know, you grew up, your parents, the same time, it's like a double-edged sword because they expose you to all these things, which is great, you know, because it kind of also builds your self-confidence being in front of camera, being in front
Not really, though.
Not really?
Oh,
your parents, thought they were the ones, at 5 years old, come on.
No, I actually was scouted. I was scouted.
I see.
Yeah, my parents never wanted me to be an actress.
Ah.
Yeah, it was all by chance. Now I would look back at it and say, oh, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
But back then, I never thought I was good enough. I never thought that I was never a confident kid growing up. Until today, I'm still not very confident.
Mm, mm.
It's just very strange. It's a long story. It's away from God. I don't know how to explain that.
No,
to
I
you
totally
right
understand.
Now.
Yeah,
but yeah. I was never. It was never like I was so confident. I feel like I should be loved. I never felt like I should be loved.
Mm.
I never felt like people should love me because I always look back and think that I'm not good enough.
Right. So it's interesting because you come from a background where people would think that you have all the confidence in the world because you're in front of camera, you're acting, you know, there's lights and everything like that, and you're so probably used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And when push comes to shove, you're able to perform up to people's expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to know that you didn't actually grow up with a lot of self-esteem,
no.
I think it's quite a shocking thing to hear, honestly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot of people think that growing up under the limelight, you are supposed to be, because everything is given to you, all the spotlight is on you, you're supposed to be very confident, you're supposed to be very proud of yourself, but it's not actually the case.
Mm-mm. So it's way less glamorous than people think it is.
Oh, well. Yeah, most of the time.
Now, let's go back a little bit. So you come from a childhood where it's a very high intensity thing. It's very high pressure. There's a lot of expectations growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk a little bit about God, of course, you know, which is one of the main aims of this this interview.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm very interested to know this. When and where did you first hear the name Jesus Christ in your life? As far back as you can remember, when is the first time you hear that? Oh, Yesu or Yesu, you know, or the word Jesus Christ. When and where was it? Do you remember or not?
Yes, I remember. It was a Christian camp that I attended. I think it was about six or seven.
So you went for a Christian camp?
Yeah.
Did you know it was a Christian camp? Or
I
you got
did
scammed
not
it?
Know it was a Christian camp.
Oh, wow.
It was because my parents were friends with another family. They were a Christian family, and they brought their kids to a Christian camp at Cameron Highlands. So,
man, can I just put out that Cameron Highlands is the... I was just sharing with you just now as well, you know. Cameron Highlands is like the typical place where a lot of churches go for church camps. And without saying the name of the place, I think I can guess where that place is. There's a field, there's bunk beds in there as well. There's a hall in there as well.
It's like a school, I think.
I definitely know where you're talking about. Anyway, sorry, continue with your story.
Okay, so the parents wanted to have fun. So the kids, they throw them into a Christian camp and be there for like 3 days, 2 nights.
Standard timing as well, by the way.
Yeah, and then the parents will come pick us up and they'll ask us how it's like and everything. So because my mom wanted to spend some time with her, my parents wanted to spend time with their friends, I was thrown into a Christian camp with their kids who were Christian. And there were two groups of people. The older group... that had all the langzais and the younger group that I was in. So the guys are not very handsome. The guys are all shorter than me. Because the older group had more handsome guys. But I don't know, because I was not old enough.
Because you were 6 years old. Come on, Corey.
Seven years old. I think six. Yeah, about that age. Okay. And then... it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun and I didn't like it.
Because
it wasn't
no
fun because the older groups, they were, the guys and the girls could sit on the field and they could talk about God.
Okay.
And they could talk about the Bible. But the younger ones are stuck in the room doing colouring Jesus Christ.
I wonder what colour do I colour Jesus?
Colouring or we had to build sentences or something like that. Right. Some workbook thing that was very boring.
I can imagine the scene, by the way, you in the classroom drawing Jesus Christ, and then out there you see the Leng Chai there, you know, like, man, I should be sitting next to him while I'm here drawing and colouring.
Yeah, the guys around me were shorter than me, it's not very fun. Okay. I didn't like it, I didn't enjoy it, and I didn't like it also because me and my brother, we joined it because we siblings, we all went for it together, and we love dinosaurs.
Okay, okay.
And I think my brother and I, we got into sort of like a mini altercation with the leader that we had. Because we asked him, why? The colouring book no dinosaurs. And then he's like, oh, because dinosaurs are not in the Bible. Dinosaurs don't exist. We were like, no, you liar. Christianity is a liar. That's what we thought. And we were like, never coming back. So when we left, my mom asked us, so how was the Christian camp? We were like, liar. Bluff us one. Never want to come back.
Not only were they liars, no Leng Chai or shorter than me.
I didn't tell my mom that.
Very nice of you.
And I think after that, we never heard of any Christian camps ever again because my parents thought that we didn't like it. And we never got into church and that's it. I think the other times that we actually gone to a church was someone's wedding.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's about it.
So, but what was your perception though? Because I mean, growing up as well, I'm pretty sure you would bump into Christian friends, you would bump into the name Jesus Christ. And what was that experience like that, you know, and as you grow up, as you journey in life, what was your perception towards Christian? Because, I mean, yes, by the way, dinosaurs do exist. Just in case you are, just to let you know, dinosaurs do exist, all right?
Yeah, they do.
All right, kids, if you're watching out there listening, dinosaurs, they do exist. I'm so interested to find out who that leader is, you know, and hopefully one day talk to him.
It's a guy,
Good thing you don't remember. But what's your perception towards Christians growing up, you know, as you get older and older?
I'm very blessed to have a lot of Christian friends in my life. My best friend is Christian. My two best friends, two of them, they're Christians. And they were not very pushy. They always tried to make me understand. But I just never, nothing happened to me or I never found a reason to understand it. I met some very strange Christians and I met some very normal Christians. I met Christians who just don't talk about it because it's their own belief. And what I realized now is that these people are not a definition of what Christianity is.
Right.
I always thought, and because that was what I was brought up to think that if you believe in Jesus Christ, the people that believe in God are the representation of God.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not, because people are not perfect, mm. and God is perfect.
Mm.
But I never understood that.
Right.
It was always like, oh, mom, my friend wants to bring me to a church. Mm. And then my parents would say, aya, don't go la. You see that Christian guy at the end of the street, he lied to me or he cheated my money. And it was always... people were always used to be an example of what God is.
Mm-hmm.
Until you really experience it, then it's very different.
Right.
I can share an experience of mine when I went to church. Because a couple of long time ago, my best friend brought me to church.
Mm.
It was a church in Subang. I don't know the name. And I was traumatized.
I remember this. This is going to be good. Yeah, I remember sharing this. You guys need to hear this, right?
Never try to imagine a girl. Never been. The only church that I go to was like wedding for weddings whatever. And then after that, 10 years down the road, I've been to one. And my friend brought me there. And she said, oh, it's going to be a good experience. I went. And you know, you go to church and they'll ask, who is the newbie here?
Yeah.
And I didn't dare raise my hand. But my friend was like, drag my hand up into the air and said, like, she's new. They brought me to the front of the church. Everyone touched my head, touched my body and said, oh, I'm going to pray for you. I was like, yeah, okay, fine. And then they started praying in tongues.
Right.
I never experienced people praying in tongues.
You mean immediately when they prayed for you or...
No, they was like, oh, our Heavenly Father, whatever. And then I was like, oh my goodness, help. I was scared.
Right.
I didn't have a good experience. And they were like, la, 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 everything. And around me for a good, I felt like it was like 10 minutes. Probably about 2 minutes maximum.
Max, probably, yeah.
And then it was a lot of touching. It was a lot of praying. A lot of raising your hands up in the air. Now when I go to church, I raise my hands up in the air. But I didn't know. So the person next to me was touching something that I couldn't see.
Uh-huh.
The person on my right was like feeling something that I couldn't see. Mm-hmm. That was very scary for me.
Right. So it's just like a duck out of water.
I think now when I bring friends to church, I will tell them, you know, things like that is going to happen.
Okay.
But that is not the representation of God.
Yeah.
That is just them doing their own thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. Now when I go to church, when I see people doing a funny thing, I just try to imagine that it's people, that their way of going, for example, everyone goes to the toilet very differently because it's a private moment and it's their private moment.
Mm.
And they just are so comfortable with it that they decided to share it in church. So try to not focus on that and focus on whatever you feel when you are in church.
Oh, that's a great analogy, by the way. Just it's a private moment because it's between you and God and the audience is God. So you shouldn't... be bothered about the people beside, behind, in front of you.
When I went there, when people start praying for me, my friend was next to me, she was laughing, she's like, yeah, that's so good. I'm like, no, it's not good.
So from dinosaurs do not exist to, you know, people,
praying in tongues.
Yeah, praying in tongues when you didn't understand it at all.
No way,
people touching you, praying for you.
So without reason. And I didn't go back to church ever again.
Right. So, so your perception towards Christian was probably like they're a strange bunch of people.
Yes, very strange. I just never understood it.
Right.
Strange. Quite scary.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great to hear that today you raise your arms, you know, or you raise your hands when you worship God.
I do.
You do, right?
I'm like, woo! Yeah.
Hopefully you don't scare the person next to you, lah.
No, because
like,
no, when you go to church and you sit in front, people who are in front all raise their hands. So it's normal to raise your hands. So it depends on which crowd you sit and you join. Yeah.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. So now today you are a child of God. So now I want to fast forward a little bit. You shared a little bit about your background, you shared about your parents. One thing I just wanted to point out as well is that your parents, I think, are quite cool because, like you said, your parents wanted to have fun in Cameron Highlands.
Yes.
And I don't know whether your parents' friends told them that it was a Christian camp, but nonetheless,
I believe they told them.
I believe they did, right?
Yeah, but my parents were like, "Yeah, they won't understand. I'll just go to the other.
Right.
I just want to have fun." I think it was more like that.
And just based on this story, I think your parents are pretty chilled people. So fast forward to now, but before we get to your parents, if you don't mind me asking, how did you? Because you were sharing me a story about your friend who and this goes back maybe even 10 years ago, right?
I was 15, 16, I think.
Right, you were 15 or 16 years old when this friend you were telling me about. So what led you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? you've come a long way from then until now.
I think it was the journey that allowed me to understand God. I won't say it's one thing that happened. I would say that it's since the fact that I've been to a Christian camp and the fact that I've been to church where people pray for me in tongues. And oh, I didn't share this with you.
Right.
I met Nick Vujicic.
The man with the arms and the legs. Yes, yeah.
And also a Bible that a stranger gave me and I didn't understand it. I was like, I'm not going to use this book and I don't want to waste a pretty book. And I gave it to my best friend and my best friend prayed for me. I think it's everything that made me believe in God because I feel that all these coincidences wouldn't happen if it's not for God.
Right. So...
okay, let me talk about my friend's story.
Yes, this is one that I'm quite interested because when you told me, I found this story so amazing about this friend of yours that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, because it's a testimony of how patient God is.
Yes.
So, a friend gave me, a stranger, not even a friend, an acquaintance gave me a Bible, a very pretty Bible with flowers in front of it. It's green and it's leather bound. And I had it and I tried to read it. Never understood a single thing. I was like, oh my God, it's such a long book. It's such a boring book. Never mind. I'm not going to throw it away because it's
like a gift as well. Yes, so it's not it's very nice gift. To just...
And it's a very pretty book.
Right.
So I gave it to my best friend. And I told her, nah, you Christian ma, I give you lah. Yeah. I give you, you're going to use it. I'm not going to use it. And she's like, no. Bible is for you to understand God's love for you. So you keep it. Mm. And I told her, I'm never going to read it. If you give it to me, I'm just going to throw it away. And she felt bad. So she kept it. And she told me, she went back to a church and she told her pastor about it. She asked her pastor what was she supposed to do. Her pastor said, just keep the book, keep the Bible, but pray for her. And God will understand and God will do his thing. God will bring her to him. And she said that was what she did. So she kept the Bible and she prayed for me. She said she kept on praying for a couple of months. And then after that, she gave up because... she said, I'm the last person. These are her words, okay? Yeah. She said, I am never... Koyit is the furthest person or the last person on earth who's going to believe in God. Because I'm the one who goes out there and tell... I went to people, like Christians, and I said, like... so there was Adam and Eve, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Adam and Eve had two boys, right? Mm-hmm. And then what? The mother slept with the child to have more kids, is it? I'm the one who went around asking people stupid questions like this. And I asked questions like stupid things. Like, oh, God's, your mother's love is just a part of God's love. Mm-hmm. And even if I slap my mother one day, she'll never... she will never throw me to hell. But just because I don't believe in God, God will put me to hell. Why? Like, God doesn't even love me. It's all conditional. I would go around and ask people questions like this, and it would upset her so much. She's like, I'm never going to pray for you ever again. You can go to hell.
Lost cause.
Yeah. And she said, 10 years later, after everything, I called her and I said, hey, I'm going to be baptized today or next week. No, I said next week. Are you going to come?
Yeah.
She said she broke down in tears. She said she already stopped praying for me. But God remembered her prayers from more than 10 years ago when she said, like, God, please, this is my best friend. I want you to save her. Please let her understand you and believe in you. And when I called her and told her about it, I said, I finally accepted Christ and he's my Lord and Savior. Can you please come? Because I want you to be there. Because you were one of the first few people who introduced God to me. Because she actually tried.
Yeah.
And she cried. She said it's the happiest day of her life.
That's beautiful, by the way. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. She said, when I already don't have the patience and I already don't love, I don't have faith in this girl anymore. God still had faith. God was always faithful. It's just that we forget.
Yeah. And you're right, we are very forgetful people.
Very.
We often forget God's goodness in our lives.
Oh yeah, me all the time. I was telling you this, that I have a journal that, because I'm still very, very passionate about, because I'm a very new Christian and I'm still on fire about it, still very passionate about it. So I don't want to forget what the good things that God did for me. You know, in a relationship, the other person will remind you like, hey, I bought you coffee last week. I'm a good girlfriend, you know?
Yeah.
But God doesn't do that. Mm. He doesn't remind you. You just have to remind yourself. So I started writing it down. Mm. And I tend to look back and it reminds me of all the good things that God did for me. I was looking at it just now, just in case you will have some questions to ask me. So I have something to say. Mm. And I forgot a lot of things, a lot of good things that God did that I don't remember anymore. I was like, oh my goodness, that happened. Mm. God loves me so much. Because sometimes we get complacent and we only remember the good times. And during the bad times, you don't remember that God was good. But during the when it's the good times and something good happened, you're like, praise the Lord. Mm. But when it's bad, you don't praise the Lord that it's bad. Yeah. You'll be like, oh no, it's bad. Mm. God save me.
Mm.
Yeah. So but, yeah.
This journaling thing, has it helped you a lot?
It did. Mm. It did. It helped me understand my journey a lot better. It helped me remember the good things.
Yeah.
And it helped me remember to pray and remember to talk to God.
Mm.
Because when I don't do that, I go back into thinking, oh, I am who I am today because of me.
Mm.
Because of my hard work. And nothing is God. And because I grew up thinking that everything I do and everything that I have is the results of my actions, when it's not.
Mm.
Everything that I have is a blessing from God.
Mm.
And that made me very proud.
Mm.
So writing it down reminds me of how small I am and how I am what I am because of a higher being, because of God.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your parents.
Yes.
Because, you know, when we were talking, everything like that, I think your mom is very, very chill and things like that. But you are a first generation Christian. I am a second generation Christian. So I had my own different sets of challenges and, you know, different trials that I had to go through. But obviously, being a first generation Christian, let me say, it's not easy. In your family, you are the first, right?
Yeah, my cousins, my family, extended family, everything first. They are chill, as in they won't fight with me about it because I don't fight with them about it. I don't argue with them about it because I don't want them to feel that it comes from a very, like, oh, if you don't believe in God, God won't save you. I never told them that because I believe if one person in the family is saved, the entire family is saved.
Amen,
But so I won't tell them that, oh, mom, you will go to hell.
Because
I don't feel like God comes from I don't think God wants me to share that. I think God wants me to share the love that He has for me.
Yep.
He has for me. And I just share whatever love that I got from God or what I read from the Bible. But I won't say it's easy.
Yes.
I won't say that they don't complain.
What was the first reaction of your mom? I want to know this.
Oh.
Like, when you first told her, like, okay, me, I'm getting, because I saw on your Instagram that your mom was there, right?
Mom and my dad,
correct.
My entire family was there for my baptism.
So that was a pleasant surprise, because I would imagine being a first generation Christian coming from a family of atheists, they're probably thinking like, oh my gosh, she's gonna trap it.
I think it's a very gradual thing.
Okay.
So I started understanding more about God from Alpha Course.
Okay.
And when I did the Alpha, I read the Bible every day with my now boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, we weren't a couple yet.
Yeah.
And when I started attending online Alpha Course, because that is during the MCO.
Mm.
So it was online on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
I had to rush to the study room, close all the doors and put up my laptop, plug in my earphones.
Yeah.
And mom was like, what the hell are you doing? And I was like, mom, it's an Alpha course.
Mm.
She's like, oh, you're only going to do it for 2 classes and then you're going to give up.
Right.
But I finished all 10 classes and I started reading the Bible every day. And initially, she thought it was just because I wanted to talk to the guy at 10 p.m. every night.
Right.
She's like, you fat how old are you? You just wanted to be with the guy. But it's not like that. Like,
right.
I can pretend that I like steak for dinner.
Yeah.
I cannot pretend my faith.
Right.
And I think because it was so consistent and I was so adamant, but yet I was very happy and she didn't feel like I became a worse person.
Mm-mm-mm.
Or she didn't feel like, she felt like I became happier and I spend more time at home, I spend more time with her, and I was always very bubbly, and she said that I was shining.
Wow.
And then I was like, yeah, mom, it's God. She's like, bullshit, like you're dating as the guy.
I got to meet your mom, Corey. I feel like I really want to meet your mom now, because I think she's like, what a character, you know. I'm so interested to meet her now.
But because of that, because I respected my religion. Yeah. I respected God, and she felt that respect.
Right.
And she loved me. And all parents, anyone who's listening to this, if you're going through a hard time transitioning just because your parents are not Christian and you find it hard, it's just do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to argue with them, and respect whatever you're doing, because your respect, the energy of your respect, it transfers to your parents, and your parents will respect whatever you're doing because they love you.
Yeah.
And that is what happened in my family.
Yeah.
And when I went to church, my mom was like, you are so stupid. You wake up early in the morning on a Sunday just to go to church. You're wasting half a day, half a Sunday, which is so ridiculous. But then because I went every single week and she knew how important it was for me, because I would tell her, mom, from this time to this time, I won't be able to have breakfast with you. I'll have a later breakfast with you. Would that be okay? And mom was like, ah, okay, lah, do whatever you want to do. And then after that, just because I woke up late, she would wake me up. She would knock on my door and say, hey, wake up at 11.
Yeah.
Your church is at 11:30. Aren't you supposed to go? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry, mom. I'll go. She's like, don't say sorry to me, man. Say sorry to God.
Wow, that's amazing. So your parents are definitely okay. And your mom is, okay. I would say, in many ways, also supportive. Because of the example that you put on for Christ.
I didn't argue with her. It was a very peaceful thing in my family. So yeah, my mom was okay.
What about your dad, Koyu?
My dad is a lot easier, because he came from, but I won't say he believes in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He's open to it, which I'm already very thankful, because I managed to drag him to attend an Alpha course with me.
Oh wow.
So he was always okay with, he knew that people talk about God, and he knows that he doesn't like Christians, because he was cheated by a Christian once, and I don't know why. He had a very bad experience with Christians, but he's not adverse to understanding it. So I prayed about it to God, and so happened there was this Alpha course open, and I prayed for courage, and I went to my dad, and I said, hey, Dad, would you mind spending one day, every week, just 1 hour with me. Just a father-daughter time.
Yeah.
And you know, my dad would never say no, because I was
very
a bit,
smart.
I was like, just 1 hour of a week. And he's like, yeah, sure. I'll do it with you. So I did one Alpha class with him. And he hated it. He didn't like it, because everyone in that course was already Christian.
Yeah.
And they asked questions which were really profound that he didn't understand. And he was very uncomfortable because he didn't know anyone.
Right.
And he said, like, this is the first and last time I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do it next week. And I just let it be.
Yeah.
But then I prayed. I was like, God, please, please make it a miracle. Like, please show me or him something so that he would continue and at least finish 10 classes. And the second week, I tried again. I was like, Dad, just 1 hour, please, just one. It's not 1 hour. It's like, I think one and a half.
I would say it's one and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say it's
one and a half. Just one. Yeah. And he's like, okay, this is the last time I'm going to do it with you. And he attended. And guess what? He saw his friend.
In the Alpha course?
In the Alpha group. Like, his friend suddenly from nowhere just appeared and said, oh, someone dragged me in.
Uh-huh.
And his friend was there. And he knew someone. So his excuse of, I don't know anyone, doesn't apply anymore.
Wow.
Because his friend was there. And you know this 60-year-old men ego, like, my friend is there. And the friend said, hey, I see you next week, yeah? And my dad's like, see you next week. He can't not appear.
Inside, like,
So he finished everything.
Wow.
He finished 10 classes. And after that, I had to go to church for scripture reading during Christmas. And he went. I was like, Dad, I'm going to do it. Will you come just to see your daughter? And he went. Both of them went. Even though they didn't understand anything, they knew that the place that I was at, it was very peaceful. No one is bad. I'm not going to be a bad person. And I'm very happy doing it. So they're very okay.
Yeah. So obviously, like you said, you know, it's not an overnight thing, you know, and it's very
it's
gradual process.
Yeah.
Like how you say your mom pretending, you don't waste your time last Sunday morning, half a day wasted to now waking you up.
To waking me up at 11 o'clock and say, hey, you're late for church. So I think it's a very, very good process for me. But I prayed a lot for them. I won't say it's without its downs. Like I think I shared with you just now about my mom asked me if she dies one day.
Yeah, very interesting story.
Yeah.
Very good question as well by your mom.
I don't know why she suddenly brought it up. She's like, hey, Koi, you're a Christian now, right? I was like, yes, mom, I am. She's like, what if I die one day? Are you going to hold the joystick for me? So that was a very... She just asked me this yesterday. Out of the blue. She said, I was just thinking, what if I die? Will you do that? I was like, mom, I know, you know that I'm a very devout Christian and I respect my God. But if you want, and I believe for Christianity, we don't need to hold the joystick because when we pray to God. Yeah. We don't pray with anything or we don't pray to anything else but God. Mm-hmm. And I told her, if it is your dying wish and you want me to hold the joystick when during your funeral, mom, I will do it for you. Mm-hmm. Because God wants me to love you.
Mm.
And she's like, but if you don't hold it, you don't respect the tradition, you don't respect the culture that we have. I was like, mom, but this is my religion too. She said something about, oh, it's disrespectful and people will think I'm not a filial daughter. I was like, mom, but if people don't respect my religion and they mm-hmm. want me to do that, fine. But from what I understood from my other friends, that now, if you go to funeral parlors, they prepare white flowers mm-hmm. for you, for Christians, so that you can hold a white flower and pray with the white flower instead of a joystick. There are things like, I think it's how much importance you place on your religion.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell them, I'm a Christian, but it's okay lah, I don't mind lah, I just hold a joystick, I just pray, then people will just do that. But if you place a lot of importance on it, but you don't come from an adverse a point of view
mm-hmm.
or you don't come to them as in you're very angry and you just want to fight for something, because at the end of the day it's paying respects to mm-hmm. the dead, to my mom or whoever who's
passed away.
Yeah, who has just passed away. I think if you come from that and they know that you come with a very good heart and you just want to pay your respects, they will try to change things because at the end of the day, it's your family
mm-hmm.
and they want you to be there and they want you to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at the end of the conversation, it ended up with my mom saying, "Aiya, I also die already lah. If you want to love me, you love me when I'm alive. You don't love me when I'm dead. You can bring 10,000 flowers or use a bunch of joystick. I'm already dead. Just love me now." And I was like, yeah, mom, I love you now. Mm. And God wants me to love you now. And she's like, you love me means you love me lah. Don't talk about God lah. These kind of conversations will happen.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, when you love your parents, you need to have a lot of patience.
Correct, yeah. I think patience is really one of the things that God often tests us with. If anything, mm-hmm. you know, he really tests our patience in the sense that, you know, to create that perseverance mm-hmm. in our walk and journey with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, you know, because perseverance, I think, is a big theme in your life, the way I listen to it, mm-hmm. How your friend persevered for you 10 years ago and it came into fruition, you know, when you called her,
mm-hmm.
and how now your journey is going to be filled. Also a lot for you to be consistently persevere mm-hmm. throughout mm-hmm. what's coming for you next. Mm-hmm. Now, we're slowly running out of time here. Time passed fast.
I realized that.
Time passed so quickly, right? And that's amazing and that's a good thing. Now, for one of the final questions I wanted to ask you is, of course, you know, now that you had many an experience with Christians, you know, mm-hmm. From dinosaurs do not exist to, you know, having your dad, you know, having a bad experience with Christians and you yourself being put off by Christians mm-hmm. as you were growing up. And mm-hmm. now today you are a child of God, right? Mm-hmm. And you wear your ambassadorship for Christ, you wear your mm-hmm. identity as a daughter of the Most High God mm-hmm. so openly and so mm-hmm. boldly. What do you have to say about God now that you look back?
Wow.
It's a big question, sorry.
It's quite
a big question.
I think I never understood God before because I used to think God is a human and he is whatever I am. And whatever I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But then now that I'm a Christian and looking back at things that happened and looking back at the plans that God had for me until how I arrived here today, God is something that is beyond my understanding. Mm. So it went from trying to understand God to just feeling it.
Yeah.
And feeling the peace and the strength and the everything, the kindness that God gave me, what I feel now in my heart, from trying to understand that to feeling it, I think. It moved from my mind to my heart.
Wow.
For people out there who are listening to this, who maybe sometimes you have doubts or don't believe in God, or maybe already believe in God, don't try to understand things that you don't understand. Faith comes from really just stepping out of your comfort zone and praying, constantly praying and constantly believing that no matter what, God loves you first because you are His child, and then move on from there. If you don't know, ask directions. We all ask directions from God. We always try to do things for someone like me. We try to do things first and then we regret, and then we pray and ask God for guidance. But why did I not pray first? Pray first, and God will help you and God will guide you. I remember asking my pastor, like, how do I know that God is talking to me? How do I know that this is God? I think I remember my pastor said something. He said, God is like Waze. When it's a straight road and you're on the right path, right? God won't tell you, go straight, go straight, go straight, because Waze won't tell you that. But when it's time to turn left or turn right, Waze will tell you turn left. And God will make it so obvious to you to turn left or right that you will never miss it. You know it's God.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Did I answer your question?
You answered it in a completely very holistic and very wholesome way. Okay. And for that, that is amazing.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, is it okay if I pray for you?
Oh, yes, please. Yep.
Can I just pray for you? All right, come, let's pray for Koye. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for Koye. We thank you for her life, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your never-failing faithfulness and love towards her, Lord, that when her friends was praying for her, Lord Jesus, even when she doesn't even know about it, Lord, you have never left nor forsaken her, Lord. You've always looked out for her, Lord. Even today, Lord Jesus, we all celebrate, Lord. Even when she said yes to you, Lord, the entire heaven celebrate, all the angels, Lord, celebrate, Lord Jesus, to welcome her into the family of God. And we are so thankful, Lord Jesus, to have gained a wonderful sister in Christ in your kingdom, Lord. And we just want to pray for her life right now, Lord, that as she gets to know you more and more, Lord, as she grows in intimacy, Lord, in her relationship with you, we just want to pray, Lord, for nothing, Lord Jesus, but your Holy Spirit to fill her every single day, oh Lord, that she will learn, Lord Jesus, more and more about you, Lord. And as she delves deeper and deeper, Lord, you show yourself more and more to her, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for just loving her, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are so real to her, that today, Lord Jesus, she's so boldly speaking about you and for you, Lord. So bless her, Lord Jesus, not just in her walk, Lord, but also, Lord Jesus, in the world, Lord Jesus. Bless her, Lord, in her career as well, Lord. Bless her, Lord Jesus, in the industry that she's in, Lord, that you have put her in, Lord Jesus, that you use her influence, you use, Lord, all the platforms that you bless her with, Lord Jesus, to glorify your name, Lord, and more people, Lord, will come to know her, Lord. Come to know you through Koye, Lord Jesus. So we thank you for her. We also want to remember and a special prayer for Koye's family, Lord Jesus, for her mom and her father, Lord. We know, Lord Jesus, that through Koye, Lord, that you will also bless them, Lord. And so we want to pray for their salvation as well, Lord, that very soon, Lord Jesus, they will also come to know, Lord Jesus, the love you have for them, Lord, that you love them so, so much as well.
Amen.
And that you also want to get to know them and have a relationship with them. So we pray for their very souls, Lord, and we pray for their salvation, and we remember Koye's mom and her dad as well, and also her siblings and her extended family. Thank you for her life, Lord Jesus. You bless her, Lord, and thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Koye, before I let you go, anything you want to say, any last words? This is the time to do it. Anything the Holy Spirit impresses upon your heart, go for it.
I don't know. I think the main difference, I think there's something that a lot of people ask me, like, hey, what's the difference of being a free thinker and being Christian? Because they say that being Christian, you have to live by the rules in the Bible, but being an atheist, you don't have rules, right? But I always remember something that I watched from the Alpha Course. You know when you play football and you just kick the ball around on a big field without rules?
Yeah.
It's not football. It's not fun. But when you have rules and you play within the rules, and you know that if you play outside the rules, it's just wrong. You just have to play inside. And within that rules, there's so much freedom. And I think after knowing God and after being a Christian, I got so much freedom and so much peace and so much less stress, and I know what I want in my life because what I want is what God want for me.
Amen.
That gave me so much happiness.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Koit, for coming today. Thank you so much for sharing as well. Thank you for being so open, so honest and so raw.
Thank
and,
you.
And, you know, we're so blessed by it. I'm so, so sure that many people who are listening as well were very blessed, inspired and encouraged by it. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to say to you guys as well, if you've been blessed, encouraged or inspired by this episode. And if you want to see more of this content, be sure to subscribe to the channel as well. Don't forget, we're also available online. You can follow us on Instagram. On Facebook as well, you can follow us there. And of course, we have a Discord community channel where you can join the server.
Oh,
and,
that's so cool.
Yeah, we have. I think we've got about 600 members now in the Discord. Yeah,
okay,
so it's
wow,
a proper
so cool.
community. So go on there, join there. You can make a lot of friends. You can even ask a prayer there. And yes, hopefully we'll see you guys there. Thank you so much, Koit, once again.
Thank
God bless
thank you, Brandon.
And thank you all
thank
for watching.
You.
This has been a great episode of Let's Get Real with me, Brandon Ho. And Koit. Yay, thank you. We'll see you guys. Bye-bye. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode of our podcast. We believe and trust that you'll be inspired, blessed and encouraged by this episode.
And if you'd like to see more episodes like this, be sure to subscribe to our channel, like this video and share it with your friends.
Also, we have a Discord community where you can join, have fun and even seek for prayer. And of course, if you want to support this ministry, this studio and keep us going, you can drop your love gifts at the bank details that you see on your screen right now.
Be sure to earmark Let's Get Real or LGR so that we know that your giving will be used for this show.
Thank you so much in advance. Until next time, God bless.